Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 241. Today is Monday, April 6th. The year is 2020. Wow, look at you, buddy. Just dancing over there like you just don't care.
That's right, and just dancing because I just got this in from my Amazon.
Ooh. Civilization 6 for the Switch.
Yeah.
Wow. I have that on PC and on the iPad. How is the Switch version? Have you opened it yet?
No, you didn't see the cellophane on it?
No, I missed that.
I just got it.
All right, I missed that.
Essential stuff is going out first. They're like, you'll get it when you get it, Brian. I'm like, okay.
You'll have to tell me how that is because what an odd port of that game it must be.
I know, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, I love Civ games, but how is this going to look on my Switch Lite? It's going to be interesting.
Did you get a deal on it? Was it a good price or something?
Oh, absolutely. I want to say it was on some kind of deal a while back.
Yeah?
It just took forever to get here. I think I want to say I paid like 10 or 15 bucks for it or something.
That's all? Oh my gosh, that is cheap. That's ridiculous.
Super cheap.
All right, well, we'll talk about that and so much more right now. Welcome to The Boop Show, where we talk about video games, and we start today with a game that I played, okay?
You played a game?
I did. What's weird is you might think that, hey, Scott, don't you play... Oh, this screen's all jacked. Sorry, chat.
Hey, Scott, don't you play video games?
didn't you play nothing but Animal Crossing all week? And the answer is kind of yeah, but...
Yeah,
I did make time.
But you can't talk about it all the time, right? I mean... Maybe we should just do that. Maybe we should just have an Animal Crossing podcast.
It's a brand new Animal Crossing show. Welcome to the Animal Crossing podcast. So I picked up a game on the Switch, though. It is also on the Switch, which is amazing since I have to turn off the other game to play this one. And that game is Door Kickers Action Squad.
Oh.
And I don't know if you've heard of this.
I have not, but the title has me intrigued.
So imagine... back in the old days,
what's now it is it Dork?
Rain,
Dork Kickers. What is it again?
It's Door Kickers. Two words.
Oh, not Dork Ickers.
No,
I got you.
Like you're kicking down a door to get into a place by kicking their door in. That's the door. That's the thing.
So this is kind of like when you're playing video games on Twitch, and then somebody doxes you, and then
yeah, it's like that.
It's
like swatting. Exactly.
Swatting.
Video
yeah.
game form okay. of video game swatting. You. So what this is a two-dimensional 2D thing, action game, with a little bit of tactics thrown in. And if you look at it at first glance, you're going to say, oh, this reminds me of something like, what was the one that, oh, shoot, what was what was the Bros one? What's wrong with my brain? I love that game.
No, I know what you're talking about. We even played it. We played Broforce, it together on a
Broforce. Broforce. That's
Broforce.
It. Right. It's got kind of the look of Broforce, and it's got kind of a vibe, a little bit of Broforce, although not quite.
I like how your character is, he's pretty low pixels, but he's got plenty of time for some dancing and moving around. The characters are dancing.
Yeah, they're all just kind of moving like they're on a select screen for a fighting game. You know?
Right.
Like, oh, I'm going to pick Zangief on this fighting game. Anyway, so what you do is you go into this game, and you can play it solo or you can play it with co-op with your friends. I really want to try it that way.
Let's be honest, Scott, you're at home. You're by yourself. This has been all solo, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been pure solo up to this point. Yeah, for sure. The way it works, though, is think of Rainbow Six Siege or Rainbow Six, the game series from the past.
Okay.
And those games were all about tactics and taking your SWAT team and trying to figure out how to save those hostages without killing any hostages. And without getting yourself killed. And if you had to take down the terrorist, great. But you had different ways of doing it. Special grenades. You could be stealthy. You could go in all guns blazing. You could do all these things. If you're a fan of that series and of that kind of gameplay, this. Except you're in a 2D plane and you're a little pixel man.
Why are some of the pixel people like... They're like one of their eyes are higher than the other. Is it like... Are they meth addicts?
I don't know what their deal is.
Why is this lady... running away when you saved her
because she's like she goes thank you and she runs the other direction and gets away from you. She's pretty great and she's the same no matter what.
I was about to say they all look the same.
Yeah,
they're all like
the same
girl you're trying to rescue. So like there's like quintuplets or something you got to save. Is that
They're just all the same. I guess limited assets. But what's weird?
The conceit.
What's weird about this game is, like, the playthrough we're watching right here. This guy is going in like there's no tomorrow, just blowing through doors and killing dudes. Right. My experience is that did not work so great for me with the class I'm playing. I had to take a much more stealthy, sort of methodic approach to things, which I really enjoy. And so I've been doing a bit of that. It's just a blast. It's really good. And you die a lot. You die quick. You got to be careful. You can't take too many hits, especially for some of the classes that aren't meant to take a bunch of hits. You have different abilities. You got a guy who's super tanky and has a lot of shields. Get this guy. He's an assault guy, and he's just mostly about mowing dudes down.
That's what he does.
But
does
in theory,
he got a laser sight, or is that like a rail gun? What's
he's
that?
Got like, actually, I haven't had that gun yet, so I'm not sure. I'm pretty early in the game. In fact, I think this may be the level I'm still on, because I haven't had a chance to play a ton of it. It was like $13 or something on Switch. It's also that on Steam.
Crazy.
So you can get it there as well. It's made by a company called Killhouse Games, published by Pixel Shard. And I guess this came out in 2017, but I never heard of it. Brand new to me.
Man.
And people were raving about this thing, like crazy reviews, just saying,
"Oh, that's a rail gun, by the way."
Oh, is
that
a rail gun?
A rail gun he's shooting, definitely.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it was like a nice little surprise for me, and I'm a little bugged that I missed it when it first came out. There's some confusion on my part because there's also a game on Steam called, what was that? Was that you?
Oh, there you are. Weird.
Was that you or me?
I don't know. You were talking, all of a sudden you just stopped.
Oh, I don't know what that was. It said on my side that you were getting a call.
Really?
Yeah.
On Skype?
Yeah, are you getting a call?
No.
Oh, weird. Shouldn't have affected our audio because that's on Discord. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Weird.
Point is, real cool game. Oh, no, I was going to say it's don't get it confused with Door Kickers, which is like a different game. I don't even know if it's the same people.
Don't get it confused with the shorter title Door Kickers.
Yeah.
This is Door Kickers Action Squad.
It's not even a colon. It's just one word. Door Kickers Action Squad.
Right.
And that's different than Door Kickers, which is, hold on. Let me see if this is the same game or not. Now there's some confusion. Maybe these are the same people.
Right.
Because it does say Killhouse Games. Okay. Interesting.
Wow. Maybe this is part two.
I don't know.
Or a thing that...
There's Door Kickers 1 and 2. The one I played is more like Hotline Miami, kind of...
Right.
Like down camera on your dude, bust into a room, do a thing. Oh, it is Kill House Games, so I guess these same guys are doing it.
Hmm.
All right.
But the one you... Specifically, the one you played was Action Squad.
Action Squad. And it's very arcade-y compared to something with a deeper tactical approach. But it's perfect for a little handheld, or I think it's probably fine on Steam as well. And I think it's on PlayStation. I think even Xbox has it. So this game's everywhere, and it's just cheap enough. And if you're looking for something to scratch that sort of pseudo-tactical itch without having to get into something too big and gnarly, seems...
Yeah, because what? I've played some tactical games on my Switch, and sometimes they work out, but if they get too detailed, it starts getting difficult. Whereas this is a side-scrolling tactical game where I think I would be able to see enough screen real estate that it would be enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a little like what's that Mark of the Ninja game did for stealth games in 2D, what this does for tactical action games, I think. Right. I get kind of a similar vibe out of it. And everything seems really well crafted. The environments are really cool. I mean, yes, it's pixel art, but it all looks real good. I like it a lot and would recommend it very highly so far. I got to keep going. But Door Kickers Action Squad, available now. Like I said, left in less than $15 everywhere. And I guess there's a phone version or iOS. I don't know if Android got it, but iOS got a version yesterday or this week. Last week, maybe, for like $2.99 is all.
I don't know how the iOS
are.
You said as well.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. $2.99.
Yeah,
and if you play it there,
controller for this.
Well, you just play a controller. You get a controller and sync it with your phone. You can do that.
Right.
That's easy.
I'm still not a big fan of the on-screen D-pad.
Yeah, they suck. D-pad overlay. On-screen D-pad sucks. Don't use those if you can help it. But they're all using. If you're using an iPhone or an iOS device, they all use Xbox One or PlayStation 4 controllers now. No problem. Or a MiFi controller if you have one. So you can just use one of those. Totally easy. Bim, bam, boom. Sees it right away.
Bim, bam, boom. Sees it right away.
Yeah. if you want
Door Kickers, if you Action
wanna,
Squad.
Yes. If you want to hate yourself, you can play it on this on-screen controls on a phone. But $299 is not, that's a pretty good deal. That's a good price.
Right. I guess that's a trade-off, right? Because that's much cheaper.
Yeah. So if you have a controller, just do that. Yeah. Actually, no matter what, you should be playing this with a controller. You get this on PC. Don't play with a mouse and keyboard. What are you, crazy?
Right. Who are we telling you how to play?
Yeah. So there you go. All right, Brian, tell me about Good Job. Oh, I want to get Good Job. I heard
you
about this.
You
got to
get Good Job. So about 2 weeks ago now, Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct Mini, and this was one of the things they discussed. It's called Good Job! Exclamation mark, and it's for the Switch. And let me see. I believe this is by Paladin Studios, the developer. And what is it? Well, if you took some characters, if you took those caution signs like around the office that have like little people on it, you know, very low rendered, you know, circle with some, you know, blocks for people.
Sure.
That's what you got. So they brought these to life in a 3D format. So you're playing as the spoiled child of the CEO, but not so spoiled that he's not going to make you work your way from the bottom to the top. And so you're playing floor by floor, getting promoted to try to get back to Daddy, who's our CEO at the top of the game here. And you're going to do that by solving puzzle-like levels. Where's the twist? Here comes the twist.
I'm ready.
It's time-based.
I'm ready for it. Lay it on
me. All right. It's time-based. And it's also, you get a score, and it's time-based, and it's based on the dollar amount of destruction you create while trying to perform these tasks, and also the number of things that you break as you go along. And all those culminate into one final grade every level. It's hard, okay? Yeah. Let me tell you, Scott, you think it's easy. You see the puzzle right away when you go into one level. It'll show you from the top down. It'll say, okay, here's the important part. You need to take, let's say you need to take a projector from one part of the building to another part of the building and destroy as little as possible. All however, the stupid projector has its own mind.
Oh my.
So even though you're a fairly competent gamer like myself, the game forces you to be very incompetent because you'll pull around something like a projector. You'll pull it and you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to, the physics are just going to work like you would expect. And just no big deal. Nope. Projector goes flying through the wall, breaks a bunch of stuff, cost, and it automatically calculates and goes, ding, 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 ding. There's $1,000. Ding. There's, you know, you've just broke six things. And like, crap. So there's this really good, this game is really well balanced in trying to figure out between how to get something done quickly and break as little as possible.
So your goal is, it's like, hey, if I can't figure out the way to normally do this, I can just blow the shit out of everything to get it done. Right.
Like exactly. And it's actually a toss up because your grade, since it's based on some of it's based on time, some of it's based on destruction and number of things you destroy. So sometimes you'll get to a point you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to do very well in the time. I might as well just, be careful. Or vice versa. It's like, oh, I've already destroyed some stuff. So what does it matter? Let's just ratchet this time schedule up really quick. People are already doing speed runs on this thing. And I see why. Because once you figure out what you got to do, you just keep trying to go back and perfect it a little bit more because you never find the exact precise control that you think you're going to get. It's the physics of it just always fighting against you. They place objects in places that are intentionally frustrating,
okay,
but in a fun way.
Okay.
There'll be a vase next to something.
A vase.
Or a vase. Okay. It has to be a vase because when you break it, it's like $20,000.
Okay.
No vase that I know of that's $20,000.
I just like to hear you say it that way. That's all.
Now, I know vases are. Now, you'll notice on the screen, by the way, right now, this guy is a moron. This isn't me playing. This guy's trying to pull the projector while it's still plugged in. Now, you got to plug in stuff, move stuff around so that you can activate doors and different things. And he's about to shoot this guy using the cable to the power plug. So sometimes you got to break through walls to increase your time. So you may have to break through a wall and you'll pull a guy back and you'll shoot him through the wall and break it so you can just get through it. Just get through it.
I think I just figured out what this is. I know. I know what this game is. It's basically, it's what they do with those newer Hitman games. It's like the same idea. It's like, here's your big broad scenario. Now you got to figure out what you want to do. And what you do may be, and like Duck Game a little bit, That duck game comparison. Thing. Not duck game. What was it called? Goose game. Untitled Goose game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Untitled Goose game. Sorry. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, though.
These games are designed to make you have an environment, a loose set of goals, and then you just have to figure your shit out.
Right. And there's usually multiple ways to accomplish the same task. So that's what I like about this game, is because there's really no wrong answer. You can run around and you'll do one thing, and then suddenly you'll discover, oh my God, I just did something smart. I didn't even realize it. Okay, so there's one level where it's all about, there's a recreation level or recreation floor, and you have to do these things with the pool floats. And you have to collect
the poo floats,
them into,
right, the poo floats.
Yep, the poo floats. Uh-huh. The poo floats. It's not a very clean place.
I see.
So you've got to collect the pool floats into this rolling basket, right? So a lot of people I saw trying to play it were trying to go get the pool floats, take it back to the basket, and drop it in. Mm. I happened to walk into the basket on accident, and it moved, and I was like, oh, maybe I can just take the basket with me. So that's what I did. So I got a pretty good time because I just dragged the basket to the pool floats and threw them in there.
Sure.
Yeah, poo floats.
Sure. No, I get it. You do. Poo floats. I get it.
Poo floats.
I've always said that. Poo floats.
But this poo does float. And so you can also play this in multiplayer as well, like a couch co-op.
Yeah.
Two people.
Yep.
You can throw a Joy-Con at somebody. Say, here you go.
That's
Give
true.
Me a hand.
That's true.
I didn't do it because no one wanted to play with me.
No, nobody wanted to play with you. What?
Nobody wanted to play with me. Why? Apparently they're sick of me. They're
why?
Sick of me here at the house.
But why?
They've seen enough of me. The cats are like, their cats are like, get out.
And I don't know, like, okay, man. I feel like they ought to.
But yeah, it's a neat game because you really do feel like the incompetent, bumbling son of a CEO. Mm-hmm. No matter how good you get, you always feel like you're goofing up. You always feel like you're disappointing your dad. It's like, oh, if I had knocked that one thing over, dad would be so proud of me.
Yeah.
But you don't. You knock it over every time.
I understand.
Yeah, every time, man.
Yeah. Well,
that's one thing I was going to tell you about it too. What was it?
I don't know.
There was another important. Oh, there's you can as you go along, you can collect shirts and hats. There's four in each level.
To what end? Just to have them? Just to collect them?
To have them. They're usually sparkly. To what end? It is a dangling. It is a dangling carrot to tempt you away from your task because you can make a choice to go fast and get it done, or
yeah.
Usually it's in some places precarious, and it's like, oh, I got to get that, you know, I got to get that hat. And if you do, of course, you're going to break stuff.
Sure.
There's also like there's a couple of levels where you have you get to operate equipment that will pick up objects. So you have to stand at a little console and you have to go back and forth and try to do a little crane machine and come down and pick up something and put it where it belongs. But I like this game. What?
Nothing. I like
the noise it makes.
No, it's good. It's good. When you make sounds, everybody
right.
wins. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Yeah. Everybody wins.
All
but
right.
I've really enjoyed that. I've played this probably about maybe 6 hours this past week.
That's pretty good.
That really cut into my Animal Crossing time.
I bet it
really.
Did. I came really. This close to buying that game, and it was between it and Door Kickers. So we almost bought the same game this week. We almost did it.
That's too bad.
But I decided to save that $5 for whatever reason because I hadn't seen enough reviews on Good Job yet. But sounds like they did a good job.
They did, but it's not getting nearly the amount of recognition. I actually had a hard time trying to find any video footage. I was going to submit my own to YouTube.
This is a small small project, right? Probably not a ton of dudes.
Right. So I was like, I'll just submit my my little walkthrough on YouTube. And but surprisingly, there was only like a handful of walkthroughs in this game. I don't know what. The hold
well, it did
is
just come out. It's pretty new.
Not getting this game. Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's been 2 weeks. I mean, that's a pretty.
Has it been?
And they announced it during the Nintendo Mini Direct. I thought.
We're in a pandemic as well. That could be a thing.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know.
That could happen. Here's a common sense review of Good Job. Let's see what they say. This is actual commonsense.com.
Oh, common sense.
They gave it their next to perfect score.
It's a lot of fun.
Parents need to know that Good Job is an office-themed puzzle game for the Nintendo Switch.
Parents need to know that.
Yeah. Is it okay for your kid? Set preferences and get age-appropriate recommendations with Common Sense Media Plus. Join now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't need
They're
to
just
that
getting
part.
Parents
that
money.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Parents
No one
money.
Cusses or anything. So, I mean, there's no talking in this game. The music is chill enough.
There's no cussing. The puzzles... Well, then forget it. I'm not interested anymore.
Right.
No
I'm not. No cussing? Forget it. I'm out. That's not a good job to me.
No,
a good
that's
job.
A bad job.
Right. Good job requires foul language.
Odd job. All right.
Well, odd job. I thought about that. I keep wanting to call it something else too, because that's a terrible title. We talked about that, mm-hmm. and we'll maybe be talking about that today if you picked a good game, bad title.
My next game. Okay, you know what? This is fun that you said that, because I'm going to just play this now. Because the very, very next game I'm going to do is this. Whoops. Gosh dang it. Play that thing, you bastard.
Yeah, it.
Great yeah, game. It.
The game is over.
Stupid name.
Okay, great game, stupid name is my next selection. Because it do is it. A really dumb game. It is or name. It's a very good game, though. It's called Gut Whale. One word.
That sounds gross.
GUTWHALE. Like the animal, like the mammal, the great sea mammal whale, okay?
Great sea mammal. And then the great sea mammal.
Currently appeared. For less than $5 on Steam, and no place else I can find this thing. Also, there really? Is very little content.
Wow, are you on a budget this week? $5 for the first game, $5 for the second? Give it to me.
Well, I had this on... what do you call it? I favorited it. No, that's not the word. What's the word?
Yeah, no, wish list.
Wish listed it and was fully intending on getting it.
Oh, this is cool.
It is cool. When I first wish listed it, was a while ago and they didn't have the price yet. So I didn't know what this was going to be. I figured it'd be like a $10, $15 game or something. It is a very low res roguelike where you are in the belly of a whale and doesn't really matter that you're in there. It doesn't care, but that's where the name comes from. Gut Whale is the name. And you're inside this thing. And
so
it's full
Billy
of,
Whale was taken? Or
I don't know. But it's full of, like, you know, parasites and creatures and stuff that you got to kill. And if, in the end, a giant VW bus smashes you if you don't do it all. Because a whale can eat a bus, I guess. That stuff's nonsense. It's supposed to be nonsense. But here's the weird real trick. It's very hard. It is weird. It is addictive. And you have one bullet. And you keep reusing that same bullet. So this big, fat, yellow bullet fires out. You kill a creature or a parasite or whatever. Then you got to run over there and get your bullet off the ground that's still there. And then load your gun again and fire it again.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, how many bullets are you going to have in a whale gut?
Well, you can die 3 times before you have to start over. And when you do... It gives you an extra bullet to help you get back to your goodness on the next level. So now you got two bullets you can pick up, but you still have to pick them up, and you can only hold one at a time. And when you fire it, it's fired, and you got to go grab it, stick it in your gun, and then go fight some more. It is a weird game. I couldn't find a single YouTube thing on this. The only video that exists that I can find is on Steam itself.
Yes, Steam.
Yeah, that's the only place I could find. It's a very short kind of trailer video.
Dude, it looks like me and you need to ratchet up our no commentary gameplay for YouTube.
Tell me
about
it.
Too bad we hate YouTube.
Yeah, it's true. But this thing is like addictive as crap. I'm really having fun with it, and it's really hard. You die a lot. Like this video showing him dying a lot, that's what you do. You die a lot. One of the things you unlock as you go in this game is you unlock hats, and these hats give you abilities. This will remind people of maybe Downwell or I forgot the name of the other one. There's another kind of low res attempt at this sort of thing. And like Downwell, you keep dropping levels, like you're dropping into the gut of this giant whale. And the further in there you get, the harder it gets, the more stuff to do. It's all procedurally generated every time.
That
so it's
just
never
like
the same.
A real whale.
You can double jump, you can shoot down, you can shoot sideways. It's really just, controls left and right. Jump and fire. Those are your controls. And it's just dead simple, but really grabs the fun factor of like just Twitch gameplay. It's very, very good.
Right, right.
I'm gonna recommend it very highly. $5. It's very good. So Tom Norman in the chat says, do a lot of people do no commentary streams? Oh yes. Many, many. Like if you go to YouTube and just search for your favorite or just any video game and just start typing no at the end of your search and it will come up with an autocomplete of no commentary. You hit that thing and you'll find all the people who do non-commentary run-throughs of video games. And there are many,
God.
Many, many.
I mean, I know our listeners here like to hear me and Scott talk over our videos and stuff. But if you're not familiar with all of our jazz and everything, and you're just wanting to take a look at a video game, oh my God, it's so annoying when somebody's like, here, let me explain what the game is for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And they stand there and they look at a menu thing and talk forever about a menu thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't like that.
Scary games are different maybe, but some there is a market for non-commentary video game coverage.
And mine's really easy, Scott, because you know what I do when I Twitch anything? I Twitch on one machine. That's right. I call it twitching. And then I record all my gameplay on a second machine, and it's only the gameplay with no commentary. And then I shoot that to YouTube.
Look at you.
So then you can go to Twitch if you want to see me talky-talk. And if you don't give a crap about that, go to YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of both is what I'm saying. It's all out there.
Yeah.
So go get it. Anyway, Gut Whale, very hard, very cool. Who makes this? This is Stuffed Wombat.
I don't know if I want Stuffed Wombat right now.
Stuffed Wombat is the developer. It looks like it's like two dudes. And I really like what they've done with it. And I think the music is great. Oh, you know what? I should play some of that. Here, I'll turn this up. Hold on. How do I... Isn't that great?
Awesome.
Anyway, it's very good. You kind of have an apartment in this whale where you keep your keep some of your stuff.
Right.
It's really weird. It's the weirdest game.
Anyway, but it's got a stupid name, but it's a good game.
It's
right?
A very good game, and it's my second pick of the week. A quick mention, that's I'm awesome. Still playing hardcore Assassin's Creed, sorry. Animal Crossing, that's the other AC game. Animal Crossing, right. New Horizon, I'm playing that every day. I mean, why wouldn't you? The things
is all anybody is playing. So I probably have an overinflated group of friends on my Switch because I share all that stuff on my Discord server.
Yeah.
But I still consider everybody on there a friend. But every time I go in and I'm looking, I'm like, there's just like 10 to 20 people online at a time. And it almost always is 100% Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's playing it. This my friend.
Yeah, that's all they're doing right now.
That's all they're playing right now.
It's a big popular
it owns
thing.
Them.
In fact, today I did a little short CBS interview about why Animal Crossing is kicking butt. You can find it on the CBS, I think CBS News retweeted it.
Out of here.
You should go look at it. Yeah, it's good. I just talked about why during a pandemic is this the perfect game for us to be playing. And I think you'll enjoy it. But anyway, the point is, still playing it. Blathers is a dick. And
come on, I love Blathers. Why are you not liking Blathers? What did he do to you now?
Because he talks too much. He just needs to shut up.
Name, man. That's his whole stick.
His stick?
Shtick.
There you go.
His whole shtick. What do you mean to pronounce every syllable and vowel and every word? I don't have time for that.
I think stick can lead people down the wrong path.
I got things to do, Scott.
Yeah.
Mr. Blathers, you know you can hit that. Which is the bottom button? What is it? We can hit the B button to make him hurry up.
Yeah, you sure could.
You can't. Not only can you, you should.
Maybe you should. That's a very good point.
So how does your museum look then? If you're not.
Oh, I have a ton. Now I go to him whenever I have something new. So I don't sell stuff before I've checked it at the thing. And if I know I've caught a new butterfly or whatever, I'm off to Blatherstown, but I just don't like talking to him. It drives me nuts. But I really
What is his pink counterpart?
Oh, that's his sister. That's
is it Blithers?
Blithers or Blowhard or something like that. Some other Blither name. It's not Blowhard. Blowhard Jr. It's some other name for that pink lady, but she hasn't been around.
Not yet.
Lately. No, I've seen her once, but I haven't seen her since the first appearance she made.
Chat room is saying Celeste is her name. You're not even close.
Oh, it's not like Blenus or Blagina. It's not Blagina.
Right. I mean, that's as far as we assume anyone put any thought into that character's name is. That's about as far as you would go.
Blathgina. There.
Perfect.
Brian, tell me about Momodora.
I don't want to,
but
I did play it. Yeah. Momodora.
Yeah.
You've seen Momo, right?
Sure.
That weird looking scary thing on the internet. Momodora is part four, Reverie Under the Moonlight. Mm. I started with part four because I didn't know there was a 1, 2, and 3 when I started this game. I saw it as a deal on the Switch. I think I paid, probably just a few bucks. No, I lied. I said it was on the Switch. Actually, it's on the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh.
That's where I got it.
All right.
Momodora, Reverie Under the Moonlight. My second pick this week on the Boop Show for what I've been playing. And the reason why I'm stretching it out so long is because I don't have a lot to say other than it's a brutal Castlevania side-scrolling nightmare.
Okay. I love this description. This is good.
Right. It's actually it has its charm. Yeah. I'm sure there's people out there probably going, oh, yeah, I played all the first three, and this one's the best by far. Actually, that's what I've heard people say. Man, I feel like there should be some lore explanation that I'm not catching, but apparently I'm a priestess, and I'm trying to battle the evilness that has invaded the world. Yeah. And as a result, I must go against these brutal players of NPCs and then bosses that are just outrageous. As a matter of fact, the first boss I have to fight.
Yeah.
I have to hit her between the boobs.
Oh, geez.
She's got this weird, grinny, sharp tooth smile. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm down with this. Okay. But my priestess, she has some melee weapons, of course, and she's got some long range weapons. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Because some of these characters that you're fighting against will appear and then disappear. I think this game's entire goal is to break up any rhythm that you might have.
Okay.
It's like, okay, so I'm getting a little bit of rhythm here. I'm killing this guy, and I can do a roll now to get past this, this one challenge I got, right? Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Mm-hmm. However, every time I roll, right into something. Boom.
Oh, that's no good.
Get hurt every time. So I'm like, well, why even give me the roll? Yeah. Why even give it to me?
Yeah, what's even now, the point at that point? Sure.
This, if you're into brutal gaming, Metroidvania, you're going to love this. This is a lot of fun.
Which is harder, this or the new Willow of the Wisps thing we got?
Depth of Complexity is definitely Will of the Wisps. The Will of the Whippets.
Okay.
But Momodora is a little more repetitive, but it is brutal. I mean, there's parts where, but both these games suffer from the same thing. It requires you to believe that you need to stay in an area and kill everything.
Okay.
Because you don't have to kill everything in a certain area. You can just go, yep, nope, not fighting right now. Not doing it. Just running through people. Mm. Just running through. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Will of the Wisp. You just kind of go like, I've already been in this area. I'm not going
to
kill everything.
Do they respawn when you come back to an area you've already been?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Which is good and bad.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll respawn. So that's a good comparison. But this is a little more, in my opinion, basic.
Yeah.
But it's a good game loop, especially if you're looking for a challenge. And yeah. It's free on the Xbox Game Pass right now.
Well, free is good. Are there big fans of this Momo Hoopo Goopo? Whatever
I wouldn't say I saw a big fan contingency, but there definitely are fans. Mm.
It looks like anime is hell and back. Am I wrong?
It really is. And this is by an independent studio. Okay. This is, the developer is Bomb Service.
Okay.
Published by Playism.
Okay.
And like I said, they've got their fans. They definitely have their fans.
Okay.
I wouldn't say this is like a major, it's just an indie game.
I'm not yucking their yum.
But, no, you shouldn't yuck their yum.
No, I just am not big on, big eyed, goofy hair. Anime.
The art style, actually, I like the art style. It's actually probably one of the more appealing things about the game.
All right. Look,
like I said, I've been getting very frustrated with games lately that I'm a rhythm gamer. Okay. This is what I am.
Wait, explain yourself. You're a rhythm gamer. What do you mean?
I'm a rhythm gamer. I like to get into a rhythm of things. Once I learn a character's movements.
I see. Yep.
Once I've learned a character's movements, I expect that rhythm to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
These are enjoyable sprites to look at in the game.
You prefer the rhythm method, is what you're saying.
That's kind of somewhat. I don't want it to be all there is, but if I'm in a certain area, I expect to learn that rhythm and to use it for a while until somebody breaks it, and then I have to relearn some things. That's fine, but I feel like they're coming too fast. It's just like, I feel like I've got a rhythm, and then, 2 minutes later, it's like, guess what? We're switching everything up, and I get it's a challenge. It's great.
But the best games are the ones that balance that really well, and maybe this doesn't do it as well as some others do.
I like things that slowly build up. So, like, when I think of a rhythm, I think, okay, first I'm learning the drum beat. Boom, 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 boom. and then I'll add a little something, you know, on top of that. Eek, eek, you know, and just as I go along, it's just building up this you know, this great melody of movement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No,
and,
I know.
And when you're going like four times, and they switch it up to a different time, it's just like, it gets disrupted.
I get you. No. Look, I'm not. I know what you're saying, and this is how I feel about a lot of games. It's actually what I like about Animal Crossing. I just know how everything needs to feel as I do it.
Right. I don't mind complicated gaming as it evolves naturally inside of a game. Yeah. I just don't like it when they keep switching up.
Yeah.
That's just me. That's things that I like to do versus things that I can appreciate. I can appreciate this game, but it's not necessarily my go-to game.
I get you. Now, you haven't mentioned here that you've been playing Minecraft co-op with a 12-year-old. How's that going?
Absolutely. So not only am I playing co-op mode with a 12-year-old who has been playing a lot more Minecraft than I have in the last year, we have been playing it on the console.
I did not learn
it on the console.
Xbox?
Mm-mm. Xbox.
Okay.
Xbox. Yeah. So we're playing it on the console, and I did not learn on the console. And so once again,
yeah, but doesn't it just plays like a first person shooter? You just kind of run around and do your shit, right?
It does, but I'm still trying to break old habits, and I feel like such a turtle. She's running around. I built us a house, and I'm like, oh, hold on a sec, I'm still getting some wood. Chop, 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 chop. So it's not good. It's not good.
No good, huh? All right.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I have three consoles and a PC.
Yep.
And I switch back and forth between keyboard and controllers. And oh my God. And actually, I got four consoles because I'm still playing my SNES Mini.
Oh, right.
And yeah. So.
Oh, did I tell? Hold on.
Controller confusion.
Did I tell you this? Let me show you this. Hold on.
Show me. Controller confusion is just terrible for me right now.
I bought one of those 8-bit it's a wireless SNES Mini controller that doesn't need a wire. That's the whole reason
right.
It's wireless. Anyway, it works really well. I'm nervous about it. I haven't turned it on since I did this, but yesterday during the There Will Be Dungeons live cast, I dumped, I don't know, 32 ounces of water or something everywhere. And one of the things that got victimized by my water dump was this thing. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
You're doing the right thing by letting it dry out.
Yeah,
you didn't put it in
dry.
Rice?
No, I didn't do the rice thing, but I did blow dry and then held it and had it a ways away from like a space heater for a long time.
Right. So, I was hoping you was going to say air blow. You didn't use
air blow. Yeah, that doesn't work as well.
That's how you get rid of the COVID-19. And that what they and that with that one guy.
That's that preacher guy. Yeah, he's awesome.
Right. Oh my
gosh. He's a
winner. There's a game I don't want to play.
No, not playing that game. All right. Hey, well done, everybody. Time for us to play a little game of our own. And it's this.
It's a me, Mario.
Guess our games. We play games, audio, that is to say. And we both try to guess what each other brought to the table today. I'm going to start with mine. Brian, let's see if you can guess what this is. Are you ready?
Do it.
Oh, a little background. This is, when did this come out? Oh, gosh. 98, 99, something like that.
Nine, 98, 99.
And let's say it was an attempt to bring back something awesome and didn't quite work. So here it is. Give it a sec, because I got both. Hold on, pause this. It's the first part you're hearing now is like menu music. I've got some actual menu sounds. Then I've got the intro, and then I've got actual gameplay. So to help you on all fronts here, okay? Yes, I got everything you need. All right, here you go.
Excellent.
Yes. Any guesses?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. This doesn't sound familiar at all. Oh, wait, what is this? That sounds like a bullet hell or something, man.
I'll give you another hint. It's a revival of an old, famous arcade game, and they were trying to make it new again, basically. On a more modern device, let's call it.
Right. Is it like an asteroid or something? I mean,
not asteroids. Definitely not asteroids.
Oh, wait. I can see when I'm seeing this, I see like large laser beams. It's like a Zaxxon or something?
Nope, no Zaxxon. Do you give up?
It's Zaxxon.
Nope. I'll tell you what it is.
I'm telling you, my mind is convinced of it. You can't tell me otherwise.
It is Tempest 2000.
Oh, Tempest 2000.
Tempest 2000 was... came out for the Jaguar. That was like the big flagship Jaguar game. It was supposed to revive the Jaguar forever and just be this mind-blowing experience. And it was fun. It was good. It was a well-made Jeff Minter game, like a good quality Tetris or Tempest follow-up for sure. No question. It wasn't enough to sell that console. So no. It's unfortunate. But
man, I wanted one so bad. I remember going, I'm pretty sure it was a Target. And they had those things in a lock case, and they had the Jaguar in there, and it was kind of late in the life of it. And I was thinking, I need to get that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I need to get that.
It's pretty
cool. I think they won like $100 at that point. It was like I said, it was late in life. That console.
The entire, let's see, is this whole thing on here? Is it just this song? Hold on. Let me see if I can get this to work. Nope, can't play that item. All right. Nope, I was trying to find, the actual soundtrack is really something. Oh, here it is. YouTube's got it. Let me... play just a bit. Whoops. Yeah, listen to this. I mean, it is like mid-90s, late-90s techno hardcore. I'm going to let it go a little longer here.
Ooh, they just went down an octave here.
Yeah, they went down a whole octave. An octave. Right. Octave. Okay. Let me skip ahead. Oh, I don't know about this. It's a little much, but you know, it was all kind of in that vein of like, you know, Wipeout was the cool new thing, right, and stuff like that.
I enjoyed that, but
I liked it for what it was, but I did not have a Jaguar. I played it on my friend's. His Jaguar looked like a toilet because he had the CD-ROM part to add on, so it looked like a little toilet. Yeah, if you've never seen that, hold on,
I haven't seen that. I don't think it's like I remember seeing the regular box, but I don't think I've ever seen the. With the add-on.
With CD-ROM. Okay, so let's see if I can find an image to share with you. Because with the ROM on it, not unlike, you know, Sega's. The Sega stack was very similar.
Right.
Let's see, is this it? Yeah, this is it.
You know what? Consoles don't stack enough anymore.
I couldn't agree more. I think they're great. I love that that you can buy the fake stack stuff for the Genesis Mini.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool. Yeah. Okay, chat room, I'll try to shrink this down so you can see this, but... oh, that's not it. One sec. Okay, there.
Oh yeah. Oh, muted it.
Yeah. Do you see this though? It looks. And
when
you lifted the.
Oh yeah, see it now. That's hilarious.
When you lift
the
seat
up.
When you lift the lid on the CD, it looked like a toilet. It was great.
Wait, you put the cartridges inside the stack?
Yeah, because the CD part of the stack replaced the hole where you had the cartridge, and it has a throughput for cartridges to keep going in it. It was real dumb.
Right.
Real dumb.
Oh my God, this is like a technical nightmare.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's stupid.
Look at this.
Oh, look at yours. Look at your mini. I got mine over here too somewhere.
Look at that. Look, watch this.
Wait, you don't have the stackable stuff, do you?
No, I wish.
I almost bought them. It's like $30 and they don't do anything. They're just
plastic. This is for looks, but I want one.
I do too.
Is that wrong?
No, I want one too.
Can you put your finger inside your little slot?
Yeah, I put my finger in and out of my slot all the time.
Whatever.
All right, Brian, I'm going to play yours. Let's see if I can figure
it
out.
You should play mine. You want some setting?
Give me a little setup.
2000.
Oh, all right. So right around the
2000.
Time this thing.
2000. So right around where you had yours.
Okay. Console or PC? I guess it doesn't matter. I'll just try. I'll just figure it out.
Right.
Maybe it's arcade. Here goes.
I play this in the PC.
This is 90s as
shit.
Vehicle
revolving. Changing position.
Changing position.
Structure abandoned.
Concrete report to Union.
Building.
Oh.
Concrete reporting. Ready,
combat. Command and conquer.
Yeah.
Is it?
But what?
Wait.
Incoming. Need more information. Command and conquer what?
Oh, red alert.
Yes, but which one?
Red alert one.
No, you failed.
Oh,
so close.
What is it? Red alert
two.
Two. I knew that was close because you got all that Russian shit in there. It's great.
I knew anybody in the chat room, if they ever played Red Alert 2, that they would undoubtedly have to get it because that was such people obsessed over that game. They played so much of that.
Oh, those games were so good in their day. They were really, really good. Really good RTSs, man. They were awesome. And they got real bad after that. Real bad. Yeah,
not good.
Tiberian Sun.
It was the height, though. Red Alert 2 to me was the... They
put out a game called Command & Conquer Tiberian Sun. And it was their first attempt at doing little 3D models in the game. And it was garbage shit. It was such a bad video game. It was not a good video game at all. And it was already in the shadow of like StarCraft, which was just killing everybody. It just wasn't a good game. So, I'm very fond of anything up to Red Alert 2, I guess. Everything
I'm hearing some rumors in the chat room from Hyper Paradise saying they're remaking Red Alert or maybe just updating the graphics. I don't know, but I'm excited.
I thought they did.
Because I kind of forgotten because this is how I pick my picks every week. Sometimes I'll get inspiration. I'll just go like, oh, I got to share that one. And other times I just go, video games 2000.
Okay, here it is. Command and Conquer Remastered already exists.
Is that Red Alert 2?
I think they did a Red Alert 3, and that was a more modern, like 2010.
But that one sucked, though, didn't it?
Okay. I think it was all right.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Command and Conquer Red Alert 3 on Steam. Let's see what its reviews are for the Steam. Very positive. It did all right.
Very positive.
Yeah, yeah. That's currently a $20 thing. It came out in 2008. I'm sorry, not 2010. This was one of the last games that those dudes worked on before they went and made... what are their names? What's the name of the game? What's the game where the guy narrates you all the time while you're walking around? The boy picked up a sword and then jammed it into the hole. Zibba dibba dooba. What's the name of the game? I can't think of it. Bastion.
No,
geez,
one more.
Louises.
So big, no, give me more. Give me more.
So it's Big Giant Games, and Bastion's the game I was thinking of. They make amazing games now, and those guys were all like that. This was their last project they were on at EA, and they all left and started their own company. So that's meaningful in some way.
They went someplace.
Anyway, this one looks all right. This 2008 one looks all right.
It looks all right.
Yeah, it's all right. All right. that's the end of that. Now. What do we do now? Now we can spend some time over here. Oh, look at this. An email from a listener. Yeah, that's right.
Email.
This is from Bob. Sorry, Rob. There's no B.
Which is it? Bob or Rob?
It's Rob, but you could probably say Bob because that's interchangeable. Anyway, says, hey guys, any plans to dive into Half-Life Alyx? I'm a primary PS4 gamer, and I'm very jealous of PC owners with the required VR setup to play this game. Looks to be genuinely pushing the VR experience forward, kind of hoping it drops on PS5 with a new and improved PSVR. When they arrive, we shall see. Keep up the good work. And as a console gamer, Brian, I'm indifferent about Steam. Boop.
Oh, very good. I'm indifferent.
I want to. I have what I need to play it.
Right.
I just need to pull the trigger. I'm a little shy of its $59 price tag because so far I haven't played anything on VR that I thought was worth $60.
I'm with you.
This might be it. This might be it. I don't know. This might be it.
This has the most promising content, but I'm with you. I was kind of waiting just a little bit because, well, we already got Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing, and it's a big difference in gameplay and thought and everything else when it comes to playing VR games. And I really feel like I want to just really go in deep with Half-Life Alyx, but I thought I can wait just a little bit longer. Work out the bugs.
Yeah, I'll give it a little time. But I definitely want to. I just need
interested, though.
I keep hearing how scary it is, and I don't know if I'm into that. I don't like scary games, Brian.
Yeah, right.
I'm a wuss bag.
You love them.
More on that later, Rob, as we get our hands on it. That's going
to
do it for today's
show. Well,
thanks,
Rob. You're right. We need to get into it. That is a definite direction I would like to go into.
I agree. I also hope there's a better PS5 somewhere in the PS5 era, hopefully sooner than later. They do an updated version of PSVR, because I think that thing's gonna get long in the tooth pretty quick, so they gotta update that shit. All right, that's it for that. I mean, look, if you guys want me to play a scary game and you want to hear things like, well, then I can hook you up. Okay. In fact, tomorrow I start my Resident Evil playthrough and I'm terrified. Resident Evil 3.
Oh man, really?
Yeah, 3. I'm doing that tomorrow.
I'm kind of excited about that. John's, when are you gonna do that?
John's gonna be there with me. It's gonna be I forget when we said 6 p.m. 6 p.m. tomorrow, my time. So 7, 8, 8 p.m. your time. And excellent. It will be full of horrible, awful things.
Terrible screaming and murder and mayhem.
And then some. All right. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website. Please use it.
And remember, unlike what that guy said, you can't blow on the COVID-19 like a Nintendo cartridge.
No, you can't. You can't
go away.
Yeah, right. That doesn't even guarantee that your Nintendo cartridge will work, let alone kill a massive virus.
Right.
Yeah. We also hope you guys are doing well and staying away from said virus and keeping yourself safe. Boopshow@gmail.com is where you can send an email, just like Rob did. That's right. Rob, be like Rob and do that. You can also do that at the site, frogpants.com/BOOP. We're on Twitter at Boopshow. Brian's at TheBrianDunaway. I'm at Scott Johnson. And the show is at Boop Show, which I already said. All right. Boopshow.reddit.com. Oh, leave us voicemails. I need to go through a bunch, but so maybe there's some there. But 801-471-0462 as well. I think that's going to do it. Brian, do you have any final thoughts before we leave today?
No, man. Join me this Thursday as I go back to The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, one more time.
That sounds like fun. Do that and be back here next week for a brand new episode of this show. We'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam. I love steam.